Simon & Schuster Audio presents For Love and Country, a novel by Candace Waters, read by Madeline Mabee. 1.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Belle Ames breathed in a tone of wonder, looking up at the giant arch of white lilies and blue hydrangeas she and Lottie were standing under. Lottie Palmer said, in a tone that she hoped masked her total lack of interest in both the hydrangeas and the huge party that was currently being thrown for her. The floral arch was more than a story tall, but it still didn't come anywhere close to scraping the famous glass ceiling of the Book Cadillac Hotel's Italian Garden Ballroom, which hung two stories above the dance floor, now crowded with Lottie's friends. The truth was, Lottie had seen something like the gargantuan flower display before. In fact, the one they were standing under wasn't even the only one in the ballroom. In a fit of enthusiasm over Lottie's upcoming wedding, Belle's mother, Annie, one of the grand dames of Detroit society, had ordered three of them. One stood at the entrance to the ballroom from the hotel. One stood at the opposite end, where another set of doors opened to the street. The one Lottie and Belle were standing under stood sentinel in the center of the room. And Lottie wasn't impressed by any of them. If Lottie were to be honest, which she had no intention of doing at this particular moment, the huge grandstanding arrangements weren't all that different from the other huge grandstanding arrangements that her father's friends had trotted out during the whirlwind of parties leading up to her wedding. It seemed like all the tycoons and would-be tycoons in Detroit were elbowing each other out of the way to host celebrations for her and Eugene. Not just her father's fellow automakers, but anyone who had anything to do with the auto industry. The men who made the tires, or the steel, or the glass, all of them wanted to throw Franklin Palmer's daughter a party. And nobody wanted to have less expensive wine, or fewer guests, or smaller flower arrangements than the other guy. Maybe it was because, as Belle's mother had pointed out, flowers were one thing they weren't rationing. At least not until someone in the War Department figured out a way to fight the Germans with hothouse roses and daffodils. Rationing meant it was hard to get enough butter or sugar to serve a big party, even if you were one of the most powerful families in the city. And even if you could afford the high market prices, it was considered bad taste to flout the rationing laws that other families were obeying. So the big families of Detroit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?